What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Chalk Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We are back for our first off-season week since F1 and IndyCar began, which
Oh
is
shit,
interesting.
hey, yeah, you're right.
We're
Okay.
back to the off-season. Just kidding. It's not the off-season. It's just like an off week.
There's one, it's just this week.
It's just this week.
Just this week.
But don't you fret. There has been no shortage of motorsports news this week, so we will get into it.
I feel like we just need to start with the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Liam Lawson has been demoted back to V Carb, and Yuki Tsunoda is taking his spot for the Japanese Grand Prix coming up. So that happened, and I'm not gonna lie, I was shocked when I saw the news because I feel like two races for Liam was like not enough for him. And I know that if you like look back at Max's previous teammates, they have scored better qualifying and better race, like have finished in better race results. But also at the same time, I don't know. Like, I just feel like this, like, I'm just confused, like, that this happened so fast. I am gonna choose my words carefully here. Not that I don't think Yuki is capable of a Red Bull seat. Like, he's been racing for 4 years with V Carb, Racing Bulls, whatever you want to call it. Like, he's been in that seat for a long time. He's a very skilled driver. But if they were going to put him in the Red Bull seat, they should have done it at the start of the season. Like, they're saying that it's, he brings a lot of experience. Like, they think that he's a good fit. And I'm like, correct. But why wasn't this decided at the start of the season? Like, why put Liam Lawson in for two races and then be like, we might have made a mistake? Like, I don't like that. I'm not surprised. It's Red Bull's done this. Like, they're known for just swapping drivers. Like, I get it. But I also, again, just think it's so unfair to Liam Lawson. Like, he had two races, you know? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I, even with the Red Bull track record of, let's just say, not carrying out contracts, I am still shocked. My thoughts on the matter. They're very similar to yours. I echo that feeling. I don't think it's a hot take that the decision should have been made before the season. Like, they both tested the car. We've gotten to know people on his team. We've rooted for him. You met him. You said he was like the best guy. You have a bet that changing your tattoo, and it is really disappointing, and I will say still surprising because yes, while Red Bull has a track record of not honoring their contracts, two races is ridiculous, and one of them was a wet race, so. To go off of that sample size is really unbelievable in my opinion. Like, and here, you know what? I'll read a caption from this former F1 driver, former Dutch F1 driver. I'm gonna butcher his name. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, Guido, and his last name is Van der Garde. And he was F1 driver in about 2013, I believe I read. And so he posted a picture of Liam, I guess it'll be on Thursday, and he said, "I'm getting a bit tired of all the comments that F1 is the toughest sport in terms of performances, and when you underdeliver, you've got to face the consequences. Yes, you got to perform. Yes, the pressure is insane, but in my opinion, this comes closer to bullying or a panic move than actual high athlete achievements. They made a decision, fully aware, gave Liam two races only to crush his spirit. Don't forget the dedication, hard work, and success Liam has put into his career so far to achieve the level of where he is now. I remember my own blood, sweat, and tears, and that was to reach F1, let alone driving in the absolute top team. Yes, he underperformed the first two races, but if anyone's aware of that, it's himself. Perhaps he had suggested this himself, but if not, I wish Liam all the strength and courage to get to the grid in Japan. Trust yourself, get your head up, prove them wrong." And Max Verstappen liked that.
I didn't know that.
And I think that it is coming out now. Again, like, there's been so much misinformation with this. Like, I don't really know which sources are legit and which sources are perpetuating gossip. So it is really tough. And like, even on Wednesday, it was like, is this happening or is this not? Because no, because ESPN was reporting it, but
Yeah,
no.
it was like it came out as news, but we're like, what, can we trust these sources? Like, where is this actually coming from? Yeah, so no, I know what you're talking about. Like, we were like, what is
Yeah.
actually going on?
But now, so I feel like there's been so much misinformation surrounding this, but I feel like that's pretty telling. Like, people have said, I have seen sources say Max is upset. Max didn't want Liam to lose his seat, whatever that might be. Again, him saying those things about Liam is not, I don't think, is a reflection on how he feels about Yuki being a teammate. I think those are two different things. It's like, I think that Max is just like, that wasn't enough. I think, again, I don't know. That wasn't enough time. Like, let's keep consistency here. And I don't think he's like necessarily like upset that like Yuki's gonna be his teammate. I think that Max respects Yuki, but I think that it's just they're two separate things going on at the moment. And that's telling though, if Max is sharing his feelings about like performance and time and how it takes time to figure this car out and how he wants stability in the team and two races is ridiculous. So I don't really even know what else to say. Like,
How do
does
you
you
Oh, sorry.
deserve a Red Bull seat? Yeah. Did Liam deserve a Red Bull seat? Yeah, it's really unfortunate that it has to be like this because, unfortunately, like we talked about at the beginning of the season, how every time Liam, quote unquote, underperforms, people are going to talk about Yuki. But now it's going to be the same thing. If Yuki underperforms, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to be talking about Liam. And that's just such an unhealthy work environment that Red Bull as an entity has created. And I understand, like, this driver, this former F1 driver, is saying, like, the pressure is. Yes, it's there and you have to perform, but it's not you have one chance and then you're out because, like, you've worked your whole life for this, you know?
No,
And
that's a good
he
point.
made a
Like,
post himself that said the same thing, pretty much.
I don't understand Red Bull's logic behind this move. Like you made a good point. Like, there's no stability in that team if you're gonna come in and switch the driver out like after two races. Like, he's just figuring it out. Like, he just is starting out in Formula One, like as a full-time driver. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And again, this isn't to hate on Yuki. Like, Yuki is an incredible driver. This has nothing to do with like his skills, or Liam's skills. Like, it's just Red Bull's decision that we're just so confused by. How do you think
Lukey.
Lukey, how do you think Yuki is gonna perform?
That's the thing. It's a gamble. It's like, okay, like looking back, it's like Checo did well, so well at the beginning, and then he didn't. And then there's Liam, and he starts off underperforming, but that's not to say that that wouldn't have changed. And I feel like it's just such a gamble because even with Yuki, even though he's been in the AlphaTauri slash V car for the past 4 years, it's a much different car. And I have to like give you credit last week for you saying that the car's built around Max because I thought that that was a little bit off. But then I listened to Callum on a podcast who was former Red Bull mechanic and he's now their spokesperson, I believe, or like ambassador, brand ambassador. And he did say, like, when we got Max, we had this like raw talent that we had to figure out how to harness and how to like get the best out of how to utilize that to get the best result in the car because the original Red Bull days didn't they didn't give that to Max. Like he that car they always were very good, but Max wasn't automatically like winning when he came into F1. So they had to like make some tweaks to the car and figure things out, and they did. So again, like that car still isn't drivable for everybody, and we'll see like how Yuki does. But like I think that like how are we to know? Like literally, how are we to know? Because it's such a gamble at this point.
Well, and what's going to happen if Yuki these next two races gets P20, P18, P19? Like, what's going to happen if Yuki performs the exact same way that Liam does? They're
And
dropping
that's
him?
why, yeah, I know. I know. That's why I think that when I was reading that caption from that former F1 driver, and he said, like, I think it's like a bullying or a panic move. So I don't know, like, I can't speak on like the bullying, why he would have said that. Like, I don't get that necessarily, because it seemed like Liam got along with everybody in the team. I don't know. But a panic move, absolutely. Like, I feel like Red Bull saw McLaren start the season off so well and was like, we can't lose the constructors twice, 2 years in a row. We have to get on this. And they just chose the absolute wrong way to go about it, I think. Like, that wasn't, I don't think that was the decision.
Well, and it's not like, I mean, taking Mercedes for an example, it's not like last year or even the year before that they knew that Red Bull was like taking, like leading immediately. It's not like they're like, we need to drop George Russell, get someone new in here. Do you know? Like, it's not like these teams typically don't have that mindset. It's like you have your team, you build around them, you grow with them. And like with Red Bull, it's like we have Max. We grow with him, we build it around him, and like that's it. And so it's just like I don't know. Like, not again, I don't want Yuki to like finish P20 or P19, P18. Like, I want him to do well, but what happens if he doesn't? Like, is did they set a precedent with Liam? Like, are they gonna get him out? Are they gonna get someone else back in? You know?
And like, history has shown us that like it won't necessarily be an automatic fit. So like, how long do they give him to adjust to things? And like, I just don't understand, like, why do they think that that's any different? Like, truly, like, why do they think, yes, because Yuki's had more time in the system. Well, that car that he's been driving at VCarb and AlphaTauri has been so much different. 2 years ago, they're the absolute worst car on the grid. How is that, like, yes, he has experience. How is that going to transfer over? Is it transferable at all? I don't know.
No idea. No
And we
idea.
won't know. And that's why I'm like, why was this decision so imperative that they needed to do this? Like,
Like, what do
and then
they know? What do they know that we don't know? Like, what are they seeing that they're like, we need to get Yuki in?
I know, because when you think two races and a driver's out, you think that there's a problem with the driver. Like, you think that like they're either like they're not performing with the team, like they're not being a team player, they're not open to suggestions, they're not coachable, like stuff like that. But it's not a Liam problem, it's a car problem. And like a fit, it's a fit problem.
And that just takes time. And
And it
like,
just takes
I'm
time.
sorry, like, it's shitty for Red Bull. Like, you might not get constructors this year again. Like, that's the cards you were dealt, unfortunately, by choosing to put all of your power in Max, like, all of your trust and faith in Max. Like, you made that decision. You now need to live with the consequences. And they're like, not accepting it. They're like, nope. Like, we're gonna keep doing what has they, okay, what they want to do is they want to keep doing what has worked in the past for them, and that's like having Max their number one driver, having a good second driver. Like, they don't want to make any changes, but like they have to. It's
They
not
have
working
to.
anymore.
Yeah, because there's all of their top teams have like really consistent driver duos. Oscar and Lando are like 1A and 1B. You don't even know who their top driver is most weekends. They're both so consistent. And then you have Mercedes, where Kimi's already showing up with a vengeance. He's like, I'm here to race. Like, I'm here to perform. And George is proven. So there's that duo that's also very, very renowned. And then you have the Ferraris, like Lewis freaking Hamilton and Charles. Like, those duos, they're all so good. So I think that Red Bull's like, oh my God, like, how do we even match up? But that should have been thought about years ago, because right now their pipeline is it's gonna deplete fast if they continue to shove these drivers to the side. And like, think about the drivers that they have shoved to the side in the past. It's not like those drivers have gone on and failed, okay? Like, think about Alex. Alex has been in F1 since he got demoted from Red Bull. I guess there was the ones
1 year he
a
was a reserve
little
driver, I think.
1 year. And he's been consistent. He's helped grow with that Williams team. And like, right now, he's having a great start to the season. Again, it's still the start of the season. Pierre's been consistently in F1 as well. There was a little time off where he randomly raced one weekend FE race in New York, but he's been consistently in F1, and Alpine has struggled, but he has done the best with what he's been given, I would say. So I just think that like Red Bull needs to look at the guys that they've pushed to the side, and don't even get me started on these new rumors that they went back to Alex Albon. Did you hear that?
No, what?
So it's also, again, the misinformation in this whole media circle is just ridiculous.
This is news
So
to
it's
me.
being reported. I'd love to give you a source. I've seen it from so many publications, but I feel like people are just taking and running with the first thing that they see. Yeah, okay. Like Sports Illustrated. I don't even know. I've seen it on a few different of like the motorsports news Instagram pages. Let's see. Oh, I click on the Sports Illustrated news page and that article was taken down. So, okay, so I'll just preface this, I guess, then by saying like this is completely, it could be completely false. But I'm now seeing, I'm sure a lot of you who are listening have seen this too, that apparently Red Bull went to Alex Albon and said, "We want you in our car." And he said, "Thanks, but no thanks." And that's what Red Bull's doing. Okay, so if that's true, that's what Red Bull's doing to these drivers that they've had in their development program. You have drivers in your development program to give you a pipeline and give you consistency in the future. But by giving Alex half a season, Pierre half a season, whatever it might be, you are essentially, and then, I mean, Liam, two races. You're essentially telling these guys, thanks for your dedication to our development program, but if you do not perform at the very highest at all points in your career, thanks, but you're out. And so there's zero loyalty to Red Bull as an entity if they continue to pull these moves, right?
I know. So yeah, obviously Alex doesn't want to go back. He's like, no, I saw what you did to me. I remember what you did to me. I've seen what you've done to everyone since. Like, why would I want to go back?
Right.
Yeah, no. My God.
It's an absolute pressure cooker situation, and I unfortunately like I feel for Yuki already because I want him to do well, obviously. Like I like Yuki, but what happens if he doesn't like you said? Like what? Are they gonna go to Isaac next? Like are they gonna go down the line? Like truly,
I
what
know.
is the goal
Well,
here?
yeah, well, then there's talk of Franco coming in, apparently.
Right, I did hear
Like,
that.
I don't, but again, just talk, but we don't know. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. Again, I don't want Yuki to do bad. I would love for him. I mean, it's his home race, too. Like, of course, I want him
Yeah.
to do well. He did say
As if there
he,
wasn't enough pressure on this,
yeah.
right?
He did say, like, in a recent interview that he's like, he's very hopeful for a podium. Like, that's his goal for this race. I'm like, okay, let's just make it to Q3, I think is probably the best goal to start with the Red Bull. But
Let's just let, or like, honestly, I think realistically, having no, what's the word I'm looking for?
it's good to go in with no expectations.
Expectations.
That's
Thank
it.
you.
That's the word.
My God. I think the best way to go about this weekend for Yuki is to have zero expectations. Unfortunately, Red Bull has extremely high expectations, but your first race with a new team, you should not have any expectations. You should have goals, but to expect something, no.
I just watched Spider-Man No Way Home last night, and in it, like, MJ says, like, when you expect disappointment, you're never actually disappointed. And I was like, we're to live by in that second fucking seat for Red Bull.
Yeah, honestly. But Red Bull is making them look themselves look really stupid and unstable as a team.
No,
And
like, I can't, like, I can't. I don't know. I don't know.
that's a reflection on. That's reflection on two humans. And that's why I'm like, when does Red Bull Corp look at those two humans? And they're like, okay, so we have been consistent, but at what cost? Now we've lost all of our drivers from our development program, most of them, and they've gone on and had successful careers elsewhere. And we put out sound bites that are extremely outdated and make everybody in the world mad so that people don't want to support our team. I'm talking about Helmut Marko. And so when are they going to look at those two and be and we've held Max and his drivers' championships above all else, leaving ourselves maybe fourth in the constructors this year if the Ferraris can consistently can have a better season. That's just unacceptable to me, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I dude, I don't know. I will be
I know.
glued to the TV this weekend. I don't even know when the race is, but like
For some reason, I feel like Japan is not as difficult on the sleep front. Let's see. Yeah, the race is at midnight. So that's better than 2 a.m.
yeah, I
Midnight,
can stay
I'll
up.
stay up.
I can stay
Yeah.
up. That's fine.
Quali is at 1. We'll see about that one, but.
God, I love Formula One and how it just destroys my sleep schedule. It's my favorite part of motorsports. I love it so much.
Truly, like, I shouldn't be shocked because they do
No,
this,
we
but they
shouldn't be
never
shocked. Like,
like two races.
what?
It's
Yeah. So
comical.
Pierre had like 12 or 13. Danny Kvyat and Alex Albon both had like over 20. Like, I think they raced each a full season and then were dropped. A season and a bit and then were dropped, kind of thing. Like, so, two races. I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever. It's cool. I'll
And
never get it, but we'll see.
the other thing that people have been saying that I like, that wasn't even like originally on my brain, was like Red Bull dropped Checo and Danny Ric for Liam. So you dropped those two for two races. Like, what is the decision-making process here? Danny Ric was gonna be loyal.
He
And
so would
then
have. Like, he
I know. And people are saying like, what I've seen is that Danny Ric would have been like a perfect like ambassador, like brand global brand ambassador for Red Bull. And I think that had they played their cards right with that scenario, that could have happened. And now the end of his career is like so weird and ambiguous. It was like, did he know, did he not, that he was gonna get dropped? And that was just weird. And then Checo, I mean, you know what? Like, Checo had enough of a sample size to warrant him being dropped. Like, he consistently was bad for a season and a half. So that one, I'm like, you had your shot. But Liam, come on, man. Two races.
There's
And I feel like people are not mentioning that the first one was a wet race.
yeah, like that doesn't show driver capability or skill like the way it
No.
should. Like it
No.
was a wet race.
There were like seven DNFs. That's not a good sample size.
There is talk of Checo coming back and racing for Cadillac.
You know what? I don't think that's a horrible decision. I
Anyway, you just said
think
Checo, and I
that
was like, oh, right, I just re-read that he was. It's like, again, it's a rumor. Who knows what's going to happen?
I could see the Cadillac going in though with a rookie and a vet mentality.
Checo and Colton Herta. I don't think Colton Herta is ever actually going to drive for
What?
Cadillac, but like,
No.
could you imagine that lineup?
Yeah, that would be hilarious, actually. But you know what, though? Have you thought about Alex Palou at all? Like, have you
He lives rent
thought?
free in my mind.
Okay, yeah, well, he lives rent free in 32 other
Everyone.
drivers' heads.
Do you think he'll race for Cadillac?
Emma, my first thought when I heard about Liam being potentially replaced mid-season before this was actually like confirmed is like, do we think Red Bull is looking at Alex Palou at all?
I don't
Like,
think.
that could be crazy to say, but I listened to him last year on Hinch and Rossi's podcast, and they asked him like, is the Red Bull dream still alive? And of course he gave the media, he said it was. He said it was for a long time. He's like, and I'm not gonna ever rule anything out. But of course, he gives the media trained answer of like his priority right now is IndyCar. He wants to win a 500. He wants to be, consistent and wants to cement himself into one of the greats of IndyCar. But I think any F1 team looking for a driver right now would be kind of nuts not to weigh that option.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could see Cadillac approaching Alex Palou. Definitely.
Which is hilarious because it's an Andretti entity. So, like, to go to a Chip Ganassi driver would probably not happen. But if
I
they were
know, but
so,
like they have to at least be chatting about trying to. You know, I mean, anyone's open at that point. Like they have to try.
Well, I mean, this is where motorsports is just so political instead of like who's the best driver. Because they probably aren't going to chat with Alex Palou just because he is part of the Chip Ganassi entity, but they should because he might give them the best shot to be consistent.
What if it was like Alex Palou and then, oh no,
Checo.
I was thinking Audi because Carlos is ideally going to go to Audi. But I was like, what if it was like a Carlos and Alex like lineup?
Man.
That would
Checo
be.
or Carlos, ideally, to me, does not go to Audi.
He well, that's what I thought he is planning on it though.
That's been rumored, but
I don't
I
know.
think
I think
his
it's
deal with
true.
Williams was multi-year.
That
Was
just
it
means
not?
more than one. So
Cadillac
maybe,
next, or Audi comes in next year.
I guess. I don't know. Contracts don't mean anything in the sport.
No, you're right. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess he'll probably just monitor how that team's doing. 'Cause like, okay, right. You know what? Right now, they have more points than Ferrari. Talk to me in four races.
They have equal points.
Right, equal
They're at
points.
17. Let's
Yes,
not get ahead of
sir.
ourselves.
That's why every tweet I see about that, I'm like, talk to me in a little while.
That's fair.
To me and Callie Craig, the season begins this week in Japan.
Okay. That's
I'm
fair. Yeah. No, I
first
get
race
it.
season,
It's a
nothing.
22 race season for you. I get it for sure. Not 24. Starts in
22.
Japan. And technically, for Liam, it does too. So.
Technically, for Liam, it does too.
I hope he does
I
well.
too
I
would want
really. I mean, and he knows that track. That's the thing. Like,
I
that's one of his
know.
best
I
tracks.
know.
I just knock on wood. Like, I hope he does well. And, like, this is not to pin Yuki against Liam. I want to stress that. But just to give Red Bull, I just want Red Bull to, like, realize or, like, start to question what it is that they're doing.
No,
Like,
you're right.
you
No,
know what I
yeah.
mean?
It's not about Yuki. It's just about proving, well, for himself, I don't think it's a stretch to assume that he has thought a lot about what he is capable of. His confidence is probably down. Like, he needs a little bit of a confidence boost. And yeah, a good result at Suzuka, a track he knows very well, I think could be that for him.
I'm wondering why they didn't just wait till after Suzuka then.
Well, I don't know because it's Yuki's home race. So they were like, I know, I.
With so many questions, none of them will be
There's so
answered
many
ever.
questions we'll never get answers to.
It's fine. I don't honestly have a lot of other motorsports news to talk about.
Okay, so there's two other big pieces of motorsports news, and they're IndyCar. Colton Herta got fined. Well,
Oh.
the team got fined and dropped 10 championship points because of an issue at Thermal. I'll come up with exactly what type. And Prema got fined too.
I saw but Prema, and Prema's was interesting to me because they got fined for like their safety. It was like they breached like their safety protocol, and like they were racing with a what was the word that they used? Like a technically with a part they weren't supposed to be racing with, and that's where
Oh.
they got fined, and that's why like there was a fire in his car,
Oh, okay.
was because they were using a part that they shouldn't have, and like
Okay.
it just like breached all safety protocols. Anyway, so yeah, fined.
Yeah, the 26 said they've been fined, they've been issued a penalty for failing to pass technical inspection following the race at the Thermal Club. They will forfeit 10 championship points and all prize money associated with this race. Andretti Global has been fined $25,000. So that was Colton's issue. And then the Prema issue says the 83 has been issued a penalty following an investigation into the fire during last Friday's practice. The team will forfeit 10 championship points, and they've also been fined $25,000. So there's that as well. IndyCar is going to be interesting this year. I really do believe.
I think so. I'm excited. Oh, I'm going to Long Beach, everybody. Yay.
Yes.
Very last minute thing, but I don't really have any news about it. Just
Not that much time. You're like 3 weeks away.
got some time. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, Yuki's launching a brand. Did you see that?
What kind of brand?
Called Ventidue. That's 22 in Italian. And I don't actually know what kind of brand it's
Is it like
hitting.
clothing?
Let me see. It
Okay,
just
Yuki.
says he's launching his brand with a pop-up in Japan next week. Oh, okay. Includes oversized jerseys and sweaters, and they will be available online too.
Aww.
I love that for him.
Yeah, that looks like the design that he had in his helmet. Cute. Good for you, Yuki.
I would love if one of the teams would adopt like a livery for Japan. Why did you look at me like that?
I thought you were going to say dog.
Oh.
Like adopt a dog. And so I didn't really know where you were going with that. Red Bull
Okay.
was supposed to have a pink livery, apparently. And then
They were supposed to.
they were supposed to have a pink livery for Japan, and then it just added too much weight, so they decided to just scrap it. We
See,
could have
that's
had a
fair
pink
enough.
Red Bull. Like, how fun
See,
would that have
well,
been?
when I was in Portland for Formula E, the Nismo team, so Nissan, they run it for the full season. They're a Japanese brand, and they do like a cherry blossom
Oh,
livery,
it's
and it's on
so
their
pretty.
helmets, it's on their race suits, it's on their car. It's so cool. And I talked to one of their team comms people, and they said like it was supposed to be a temporary livery, but then literally everybody loved it, and they were like, you know what? That's part of our like history as a brand, so we're gonna adopt it as a full-time thing. And I'm like, love
I love
it.
that.
So I
I mean,
hope,
we
I wish.
might. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's too early in the season to
No, I
have
feel like we would have also seen
something by
like
now.
pictures of what, because we knew about the blue Ferrari before the blue Ferrari happened. So yeah, I feel like we would
Well.
have seen that. But Suzuka is, I think it has been like historically like really interesting, those races. So I'm really excited about it. If you want, we'll do a quick track stats. So it's a 5.8 kilometer circuit. They're gonna do 53 laps. Its first Grand Prix was in 1987. Lewis Hamilton presently holds the lap record with a 130.98. Last year, do you remember who won last year, Emma?
It had to be Max, wasn't it?
Max, Checo, Carlos.
Okay, yeah.
That is how that finished last year.
What's your
So,
prediction for this year?
oh, we haven't done that in a little
No, we
while. But you know
haven't.
what? We stopped that when Max won every race, but that doesn't happen anymore. So we probably
Yeah.
should pick that back up.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I do.
Think Lando will win. I think Max will get second. And I'm gonna put Kimi Antonelli getting his first podium.
That's a hot take. I love it. Did you know he goes to school?
Like university or high school?
Nope. He
High
taught that in
school?
high school. Yep.
Don't talk to me, but I can't. I don't want
Yep. At
to.
least I think so. I've seen a lot of people this week using that sound of that sc little Scottish child going, I have school,
I've
you know?
school. Oh, Kimmy, never change.
Yes. So young, but so talented. I believe that I'm going to say that Oscar wins, and then Max, and then Lewis.
We will see.
But we shall see. We always also forget these things. So I don't know.
Maybe we won't see.
Probably won't even talk about it
Maybe I
because
should write it like down, like on the, like a note here. I don't have any
like
paper. So maybe we'll try. We'll do our best to remember.
We will also be in the fan app group chat during the race. So
Yes.
we've actually had a pretty consistent group of people who have been chatting with us during IndyCar and F1 races. All are welcome.
It's
We
so
welcome
fun. It's
hot takes and conversation. We have so much fun.
Join
You make
us.
friends. Like you literally make friends.
Join us on fan app. Come chat.
There's a member of our group named Evelyn, and during one of the races, it was IndyCar, I think, and there was a caution, and she sent a photo of her face, and she was like sad about something. We were all just like, your eyes are beautiful. So then she made a TikTok saying, when you send a photo of yourself being sad over whatever happened, and the group chat just hypes you up about how pretty your eyes are. I'm like, yeah, that's actually girlhood in Formula One and IndyCar. So all are
In a
welcome.
nutshell, that's it. The guys are welcome too. If you send us a
My
picture
gosh,
and you
yeah.
have pretty eyes, we'll tell you. But
Josh hangs out with us in the group chat for sure.
it's a good time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sometimes Greg pops in, sometimes. Yeah, we have
We'll be
fun.
there. We'll be there this weekend. I definitely for race, most likely quality, if we're up for it. But race will be there.
Do you have a hyperfixation of the week, and then we can call it?
I don't, but I did get a tattoo.
I was going to ask you because I saw you were at
I
tattoo
wasn't
parlor.
supposed to get a tattoo. I was actually going with my friend who was getting her first tattoo. And her tattoo is beautiful. She got a little butterfly on her ankle. And then the artist, who's my friend, she was like, "Do you want one?" And I was like, "Yeah." So
What did you get?
I got a penguin, a baby penguin on my arm.
Where? Show us.
I mean, it's like, okay, I'll show you a photo, 'cause like the ink is like all smudged, right? 'Cause it's in like
Oh
the
yeah.
plastic wrap.
Oh my gosh, is it from Happy Feet? Looks like
Kind of looks like it. I just really wanted a
the one
baby
from
penguin.
Happy Feet.
Anyway,
Oh.
so that's not my hyperfixation, but I love him and he needs a name.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks when you haven't had one. So can we just say that your new penguin tattoo is your hyperfixation?
Yes, my new penguin tattoo is my hyperfixation.
Okay, perfect.
Your turn.
My hyperfixation of the week is Outer Banks.
For real?
Well, yeah. So I have a long history with Outer Banks. Outer
Yeah.
Banks was, when it came out during COVID, I was obsessed with it, like literally obsessed. Then I watched season two, and then I didn't really watch season three, and I have not seen season four. So my friend was watching it for the first time. So I was like, okay, let me join you and rewatch it all because my OCD does not allow me to just watch a new season. I have to watch the entirety of it before I watch a new season. So I have been binging Outer Banks this week, and that is my hyperfixation of the week.
A last little thing. Winnipeg Jets made it into the playoffs.
They haven't started yet, but they have made it.
But they have made it, and you're wearing a Jets
I'm
hat.
going to be so annoying in like 3 weeks when the playoffs start.
Post on Track Talk. Like, I feel like
Well, I
we've.
will because that's when playoffs. So anyone of fans of any team, we can chat about it.
I'll be watching. This is when I like hockey. In the playoffs.
Hockey's better in the playoffs. I'm so excited.
I know.
Yeah, that's gonna be really fun. Also, if anyone's watching the Masters next weekend, that's the golf one, Emma, the
I
big golf.
know. I was actually at my friend's house yesterday and her fiance was watching golf and I kept asking him questions. And they said they wanted to go to waste management.
Yeah, waste management. Yeah.
Okay, and I was
That's
like,
in.
wait, I know that one. That's a fun one, right? Is that in Australia?
No.
Where is
It's
it?
in Scottsdale, Arizona. But
Well, I
it.
knew the name. I knew
Yeah.
it of it.
It's
And
a
then,
lot. That's one of the ones that's like a
yeah.
party tournament.
Anyway, Anna,
Yeah,
you
the
should
Masters
go.
is not necessarily a party tournament, but it's one of the biggest tournaments of the year, so I'm really excited. So,
I love that for you. Big things coming up in sports.
big things coming up in sports.
I think we can call it there though. So this was us talking about Yuhi and Liam Lawson.
We are Track Talk.
Good job for now.